Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good afternoon and welcome to Alaska Live. I am your host. I'm Lori Neufeld here in the studio. Such a treat today we have for you. Local jazz and gospel singers, starting it off with Willie Blackburn, vocalist, and Dave Schlesinger on piano. And Willie, what are we going to be hearing to start off?
Well, starting on, it's going to be summertime. And I think it's appropriate, like you said, considering the weather that we've been having.
We need to heat it up about 100 degrees.
You got that right.
All right. Well, please welcome Willie Blackburn and David Schlesinger, and we'll have more jazz and gospel singers here during today's Alaska Live here on KUAC.
Summertime. And the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush. Don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna wake up singing. Spread your wings and head off to the sky. And in the morning, there's no harm that'll come to you, for your mama and your daddy by your side. And the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Mr. Willie Blackburn, you really did heat it up as the first number here on Alaska Live with that Gershwin tune. Thank you so much.
It was delightful doing it, too.
And And is that one of the songs that you're going to be performing on the Blue Loon stage tomorrow night for the Meals on Wheels benefit? Great.
Yeah.
And so for those of you just tuning in, it's Alaska Live here on KUAC, and we're previewing a show that came together for the Meals on Wheels benefit. It's tomorrow starting at 7 at the Blue Loon, and we have some gospel and jazz musicians here at the studio to do a preview for that show. And Willie, you're no stranger to the stages of Fairbanks and Interior Alaska. I know I've seen you around town in different jazz ensembles. What's one of your favorite things about performing in Fairbanks?
Gosh, it's the fact that it gives me a chance just to relax and enjoy people, considering my other job that I do.
Right. So. Being a musician is a hobby that you're very good at, but...
I like to think so.
Yeah. But you took off from the school district to come up here, right?
Yes, I did. So I had to make that transition to get these vocals ready in order to try to actually meet the demand.
So you're taking your lunch hour. You're a counselor?
School counselor.
Yeah. So you're helping kids find out what they want to do after high school.
Yeah, post-secondary, career-wise. Just give them a sense of purpose in terms of what they want to actually pursue beyond high school.
Well, I can see that your hobby and your career really meld into one, that it takes such a positive attitude to do what you do. And you're very good at it, I bet.
Well, thank you. Well, got to listen. That's one thing. That's the key fact of it. And so another thing, too, when I'm performing, I like to listen to people in terms of what they would like to hear. So the genre itself is jazz. I love to do R&B, a little bit of soul, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
So that's my little niche. But all in all, it's great in order to do it.
Yeah.
Plus we got a quintet also that's going to be backing me up. So
oh,
folks,
great.
Don't miss out on that.
Oh, and who's in your quintet?
Well, Dave.
Uh-huh. On keyboards.
There's Adam Wool.
Who's the owner? Drums,
yeah. On drums. There's Felix Nelson, sax player. I've known him since he was a little kid. And then there's Dave Schlesinger right here.
Yeah,
and
keys.
And then there's Riff, our bass player. So these are really some...
Riff Raffson, he's a great local jazz musician too.
Yes, he is. I mean, with the experience that they're backing me with, I feel comfortable with it. It's just like you never miss a beat. Never.
Well, speaking of never missing a beat, do we have another one from the two of you, or are we moving on to other musicians in the room?
Well, we're going to do one more.
Okay, that sounds great. One more with Willie on vocals.
Okay, so we're going to do Ain't No Sunshine. It's a little bit of Bill Withers tune. Give you that beat. One, two. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wondering if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I know. Ain't no gonna leave the young thing alone, 'cause ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Ah, sweet jazz musings of Willie Blackburn, vocalist, and Dave Schlesinger on piano. And that was a really great rendition of that song, Willie.
Well, thank you very much. And like I said, I hope everybody comes out, actually enjoy this great fundraiser. It's for our local citizens, that is, of this community. And so I feel very honored and privileged, actually, in order to do this.
And that's tomorrow night at the Blue Loon at 7. And Darlene Suplee, I got you here from the Meals on Wheels program.
Hi, Lori.
And welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live. And the reason why you've been invited here today is because this benefit is all about Meals on Wheels. And you are the director of Meals on Wheels, correct?
I am.
And why now? Why is this so important that this benefit is happening for Meals on Wheels
drawing
here in
attention.
Fairbanks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a silent hunger that goes on in our community with the senior population, and it's growing such an astronomical rate that making sure that no senior goes hungry is Meals on Wheels' primary focus. And so having these amazing musicians gather together to bring attention to what we call silent hunger is a gift.
And Meals on Wheels program, you have volunteer drivers that take
it doesn't
meals.
Function without it.
Yeah. And so many places here in Fairbanks rely on volunteers. KUAC relies on volunteers. Meals on Wheels relies on volunteers. So many nonprofits do. And your volunteers take meals to seniors in need throughout the community.
Yeah, and we reach out North Pole, Chena Hot Springs, the Fairbanks community. That we deliver 5 days a week. And no matter the weather, our amazing volunteers show up to deliver that hot meal. I think the things that a lot of people don't realize is that that hot meal is also a wellness check. That a Meals on Wheels driver is putting eyes on a senior that might not necessarily have anybody that looks at them for the day. And so we're delivering nutrition, 600 to 800 calories with every meal, but we're also delivering a wellness check, making sure that that senior, there have been many times that we have found a senior that's fallen behind a closed door, and the Meals on Wheels driver is the first one to be aware that they've fallen. So then, you know, we do our thing and contact emergency contact numbers and EMTs, but Meals on Wheels drivers, they do a tremendous amount more than deliver nutrition.
It's not just dropping off dinner.
It's not
a wellness check, like you said.
Socialization.
And yeah. Because if it's cold like this, 20, 30 below, you know, even if they can still drive, they may not want to get out and go to the senior center that day.
All of the Meals on Wheels that we deliver are to homebound seniors or seniors that can't stand and cook for long periods of time. There is a definite need amongst that senior when we deliver. So being homebound and then, you know, the winter challenges of getting out or someone getting to them.
Yeah.
And so Monday through Friday.
And Darlene, does this help keep seniors independent a bit out of assisted living?
Yeah, we have 250 beds here in our community, and we currently have 15,000 seniors.
That's such
and so
a
250,
small fraction.
It is. It's an incredible small amount of beds to help those that are in need of a little bit more care. And so the senior center and all of the services that we provide there are helping seniors to remain living independently at home in our community. So we do transportation, we do chore service, we do congregate meals at site. But the Meals on Wheels program is really the key in allowing a senior to remain living independently at home. The lack of nutrition can affect the immune system, medication interactions, cognitive thinking. And so the meals that we prepare are done with no sugar, no salt, really structured towards that aging dietary need.
Excellent. And 250 beds, that's it in the Fairbanks community. And I know there's probably a wait list for many of those at the Pioneer Home at Raven Center. And
there are. And the beautiful thing about Fairbanks, it was built on this baby boomer generation. And so they're aging in place. And as a community, it's our job to make sure that we're caring for them. The retiree senior population, they're the seventh driving economic force in our community. And allowing them to age in their choice, I think it's something that's an honor to do. And I think that it's something that our community owes them. It's a beautiful community because of them.
It is a beautiful community, and we're a giving community. And so I know that the Loon is probably going to be packed tomorrow for the benefit for Meals on Wheels with this jazz gospel big, what, did they name it Elderfest, I think?
Elderfest, yes.
Yes. And it's just going to be packed full of local talent from the jazz and gospel community here in Fairbanks. And how did this come about? Like, what? Where did Meals on Wheels and the jazz gospel community, you know, intersect?
Well, David was the one who came to see
me. Who's here on piano today.
And said to me, I would really like to gather, and that we have experienced a funding deficit this year through state and federal and local.
Sure.
And so David said, I want to help. And so he went off and gathered these great-hearted individuals that want to come and make sure no senior goes hungry. And here we are.
And so all the proceeds for tomorrow's show will benefit the Meals on Wheels program. And if people can't make it to that show tomorrow and are interested in how to give or how to be a volunteer for Meals on Wheels, how do they contact you?
452-1735.
Uh-huh.
That's the telephone number to the Senior Center. 1424 Moore Street is the address. We did 52,000 Meals on Wheels last year. And we are projecting, and with Congress, we did 60,000 meals. And so we are projecting to do 3,000 to 5,000 more this year. And with funding cuts, that it makes it more of a challenge that so far we have not put anybody on a waiter refused. And so it's going to take donations from individuals. So please, if you can, assist making sure no senior goes
and you
hungry.
Have a website too, Meals
we
on
have
Meals.
A website, fairbanksseniorcenter.org.
And if people are interested, I know we have a public service announcement for Meals on Wheels drivers when people want to do
I
that.
I do, and I have a current need. We're losing one of our drivers, so I have a Monday and Tuesday need.
Oh, great. Well, I think we're going to go back to some music, and I'll return to ask you just a little bit more about Meals on Wheels in a bit. But Darlene Suplee, thank you so much for being here for Alaska Live and giving us a great basis on what you do for this community and the aging community here in Fairbanks and the interior.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, and it's really an honor.
And you are part of the Senior Center also here in Fairbanks.
Everything is housed all in the Senior Center.
Well, thank you. I think we've got our next singer up. It's Sanobi Smith-West. Welcome to Alaska Live here on KUAC. And Sanobi, I hear that you are new to Fairbanks.
Yes, I have been here with my family for almost 2 years now.
Oh, great. And when you got here to Fairbanks, did you seek out the jazz singing community right away, or how did you find that?
Yes, actually I did. I had researched before I came because we got orders to get here, so I did everything I can to try to find my connection to the music world here.
Your husband's in the Army.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha.
We were both
okay.
in the Army.
Oh, and you're
He's
in the
still
Army
in
also.
The Army. I was in the Army.
Well, welcome. What will you be sharing with us today?
Today I will be singing At Last, My Funny Valentine as well. My lonely days are over, and life is like a storm. Oh, yeah, yeah. wrapped up in clovers. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. Oh yeah, yeah. When you smiled, you smiled.
Synovia Smith West vocals. I tell you, you've got the feel for it. You've got the voice for it. Wow. I cannot wait to hear more from you here today, but people tomorrow can hear you singing with the whole big band behind you, the Fairbanks Community Big Band Ensemble. And about how many folks are in that?
I would say probably about 45 to 50.
Oh.
More than that?
There's about
really?
20 for tomorrow. Yeah,
about
it seems like.
About 20 people then.
Sorry, seems like, it seems like almost 40, but there's about 18 to
right,
20
yes,
on
the
stage.
The sound makes it sound like it's like 50 people behind me, but originally it's just only 20.
And the Fairbanks Community Jazz Band, Big Band, was on the stage at the Summer Music in the Gardens, and we aired that. And they just sounded so great when they're playing live. I love them, and they're all volunteer, right?
Yes, we are all volunteers.
And it's really wonderful that you found the jazz community here in Fairbanks, right, when you moved here. And boy, we don't want you guys to be transferred. We want to keep you for the long haul. So how can you make that happen?
I like the summertime.
Yeah. Oh, you just like to. Well, you can just come back for summers then, maybe.
Yes. It's beautiful here, but the winters, I like to look at it. After Christmas, that's when I feel like the snow should be gone.
Oh. Synovia, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
So it gets cold there, too.
It gets cold and gray there.
You know, it's
yeah.
It's different.
It is.
It's different.
Did you do a lot of singing in school or in church when you were growing up?
Yes, ma'am. I actually did it in school mostly. Mm-hmm. I performed mostly in school. I was with Eastmore Academy High School, and then I went on to college at The Ohio State University.
Uh-huh.
And I got my bachelor's there.
And were you part of their choir at
yes,
school?
Yes, I was part of their gospel choir, their AAV, African American Voices Gospel Choir, as well as part of the choral department on Ohio State's music department campus.
I can tell you have had some training in your life, but I think there's a natural ability there that you started out with for sure.
I would like to say so. My mother, she sings, and as well as my grandmother, we all sing together. We used to grow up singing together. So I've been performing for a while.
There's nothing like family harmonies. There's just nothing in the world like that.
Yes.
What's next on the set list for us?
My Funny Valentine. Mm-hmm. And this happens to be my favorite song of all time. I've been singing this probably since I first heard it with the movie, what's that, Waiting to Exhale. And then I found out that they had all these different versions, and I've just adopted so many different versions, just merged them together.
So about how old do you think you were when you discovered this song?
I was probably in middle school, maybe in elementary school. I was young. Yeah. It just caught on me. Shaka Khan, her version just caught me.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Sonoya Smith West. Just what a gorgeous version of that. And Dave Schlesinger playing piano. So tomorrow night, you will have the full community big band behind you. And you'll also be with the quintet.
Yes.
What does that feel like to have all those musicians and instruments and be on mic and be able to just rock that stage?
It's almost an indescribable feeling because I just have so many emotions that are like within me, and then just feeling the music all come together and the vocals come together. It's heaven. It's heaven.
And I love that. Everybody is a volunteer, and you're coming together for this benefit for Meals on Wheels.
Yes,
and so everybody's giving of their time, and it really exemplifies what's so special about Alaska and Fairbanks.
Right. Yes, ma'am. And the community in general. We do everything we can to try to give back to one another. This is one of the communities that I actually enjoy, even though I might not like Alaska so much.
Just because of the weather.
Fairbanks.
It's okay.
Because of the weather. I enjoy the Fairbanks community because you always feel that helping hand. No matter where you are, you always see each other, everyone helping each other.
Yeah. And the Meals on Wheels program is a big part of helping our seniors in need here.
Yes, ma'am.
And, well, just gorgeous. I think that the jazz band and the jazz community is going to want to keep you around for longer than you may want to stay or may be able to stay. But, you know, there's always the Summer Arts Festival that goes on every summer. And jazz and gospel vocals are a huge part of that. Did you get to perform or study with Bobby and Eustace?
I actually didn't meet up with the jazz band until right at the end of this summer. So I know we did a gig at the fair, and that was my first time performing with them, and that was awesome. Mm-hmm. So I hope that I'll continue to be performing with them.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being on KUAC's Alaska Live, Synobia. You just have a wonderful presence and a great voice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And, Darlene, as we're getting our next people up here, I'm just going to ask you real quick again. Tomorrow, when does it all get started out at the Loon?
Yeah, 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
7 to 10.
Yes. And, people are going to be treated to a night of jazz and gospel. There's going to be many, many performers on stage. And it's all for helping seniors in need.
Yeah, all donations go to the Meals on Wheels program.
That is really wonderful. And we all know with our favorite nonprofits that it's becoming more up to individuals these days to show that support. And so this is a way we can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. We feel very blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a very strong community and no tickets needed. Just come on out.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's out on the Parks Highway at the Blue Loon. And that gets started tomorrow night at 7. And it's a jazz gospel. They're naming it the Elder Fest. Because it's a benefit for Meals on Wheels.
Blue Loon has donated the space.
Oh, and Adam, the owner, will be on stage with the quintet. Mm-hmm. He'll be on stage with the drums. And that is so fun. And, you know, what Snoby was saying, it's the community that makes it feel warm here.
Yeah, even when it's minus 30.
Even when it's minus 30. So true. And what I'm always amazed at in Fairbanks is that the cold does not stop people from coming out and doing what we do.
No, it sure doesn't.
It doesn't. All right. I see that we have Walter Jones at the mic. And you can move the microphone anywhere you need to move it to. Walter, thank you for taking time out of your day for being on KUAC's Alaska Live. It looks like you're wearing the jersey of Lathrop today.
Yeah, woo woo.
I want to say that's the Wolfpack, but I bet I'm wrong. I bet I've got that with West Uh-oh. Valley.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
I know it that's is, really but bad. It looks like a Husky.
Yeah.
All
there
right.
You go. There you go. There you go. Not the Wolfpack.
No,
but,
no,
you know,
no.
Love to them too. You know what I'm saying? That's family.
Yeah. That's family. Willie's got the victory in the air there for. Well, Walter, you are part of the Walter Jones Jazz Gospel Ensemble, and tell me about your group.
Well, my group, we do a little bit of everything, kind of like what Willie was talking about earlier, too. We do a little Stevie Wonder. We do, like, some Marvin Gaye, some Al Green. But we're going to do gospel. We do a lot of, you know, like the Mahalia Jackson stuff, you know, Shirley Caesar and whatnot. We got a few singers and whatnot. So, but me, mainly, I'm a player, you know, an instrumentalist. But
today you're going to sing one.
Yeah, I'm going to try to feature my voice. I'm going to sing.
Sing a couple.
And I'm going to sing one and do piano on one.
So. Oh, that will be really fun. We'll move the mics around a little bit for you on that. But what is it today that you're going to sing?
Burden Down, Lord. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, gonna lay down my burden, y'all. Down
outside study.
Uplifting and gorgeous version. Yeah, we do need a fire extinguisher. You have made it very warm in here. And so, yes, is that a song that you've picked out for tomorrow also, so people will be able to see you and the whole ensemble on Lay Down
yes,
My Burden?
Yes, yep, yep, absolutely.
Goodness. And where are some other places that we would have seen you perform?
I've been all over here in town. I've played with Dave, several events. We've done the FRA, you know, several
Fairbanks Resource
years.
Association.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we've done Westmark. I've done all their, you know, events there. So,
yeah, they've got a New Year's show there quite often. Are you going to be 2016, 2017 New Year's?
Yeah, this year I'm actually putting on the biggest show Fairbanks has ever seen at the Westmark. So if you hear about it, please come on out. It's going to be a great time. It's going to lots of things going on that night.
You can get a nice preview of that show tomorrow night out at the Loon. And that's a benefit for Meals on Wheels. And Walter Jones Ensemble will be there along with so many other jazz and gospel musicians from here locally. And so what's next? It looks like that you are getting ready to go to the piano. So it looks like there's going to be more than one of you heating up the keys.
Yeah, me and Dave, we when we do a show, we like to do dueling pianos every now and then. You know what I mean? Just to let people see. And, you know, there's this thing in the community with musicians as musicians. We like to battle it out, we call it, you know what I mean? So we'll all in good fun and see who can do the best riff or who can overpower. And then at the end of each solo, we always come in together and you'll hear that dynamic. So it's real fun just for everybody.
So oftentimes do you do it on two pianos or just on one piano every time?
On one piano
on
every
one
single
piano.
Time. That
all
makes
right.
it funner, more interesting that way.
Will you be singing on this? Do you need to move the mic to sing?
No, actually, I'm just going to just enjoy the music. Sit back and enjoy the ride. I hope you're ready.
Four hands, one piano.
Hold on.
All right.
You just take the record.
Come on. Okay.
Dave is like my dad.
This is like my bad son. Okay.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
Well, I don't know which one to call the winner, but I do know that Dave Schlesinger was the lower range there, and Walter Jones took the higher range, and boy, it was a epic battle till the end. And Walter, what was that groove called?
Actually, what was that called, Dave? What do we call it?
We don't need to call it
that. He is called the Walter Dave groove.
Yeah, the Walter Dave groove. Enjoy it, baby.
That's what jazz is all about. It's some improvisation and, yeah, great. Well, we have some folks still here, but do we have anything more worked up? Or are we out of songs? We've got a finale for sure, right? We do have time for a finale. Oh, Willie, come on, one more. You started off the show. It's only right that you conclude the show. We won't let you out of here. I know you have your coat on already, but we won't let you out of here until you sing one more song. Willie, you have so many songs in your head. It's hard to pick one, isn't it?
Okay, Synovia will
do. Oh, Synovia? Yeah, that's delightful.
So let's just go through it once,
Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see that reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering a simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. It's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to
lovely. Oh,
thank you.
Synovia Smith West, thank you so much for giving us that finale here on today's Alaska Live. Just
thank
gorgeous.
You.
And well, thank you everyone for being here. Darlene Suplee, best wishes for the new year and Meals on Wheels.
Thank you, Lori.
Director of the Senior Center and Meals on Wheels here, and be seeing you tomorrow at the Blue Loon for the benefit.
We're
at excited. 7.
What a wonderful hour.
Nice. And Dave Schlesinger, thanks for playing piano and getting these great musicians together today. Synovia Smith West, thank you so much for bringing your great vocal power here to the studio. Walter Jones and Willie Blackburn, thanks for taking time out of your day to come down and be a part of Alaska Live. It was really wonderful.
By the way, we just came up with a name for this song. It's called
The name of the four hands, one piano that Walter and Dave did is now named Fire. Not the first time we've had somebody name something just spur of the moment here at Alaska Live. Way to go. Well, great to see you all here and giving a preview for the show tomorrow night. For KUAC, I'm Lori Neufeld, and this is Alaska Live. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.